I'd like to talk about a pasuk and to talk about Pshuto Shel Mikra today, a pasuk that you all probably know by heart. In Sheni of Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov is giving the bracha to Ephraim and Menashe, he says, "Hamalach Hagoel Oti Mikol Ra," the angel who redeems me from all evil, Yivarech et ha'ne'arim, he should bless the children, the boys, v'karevehem shmi v'shem avotai, Avram v'Yitzchak, v'yidgu l'arov v'kerev ha'aretz, and they will multiply like fish v'kerev ha'aretz. What does v'kerev ha'aretz mean? Now the context from what Yaakov had already said indicates that Bekerev Haaretz doesn't simply say it's the poetic play that Dagim, our ribuy of Dagim is of course in the ocean, but they will be as multitudes of fish on the earth, on the land. It's more specific than that. Bekerev Haaretz means in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Because after all, these children are Egyptians. They've been born in Egypt. They've been raised in Egypt. And Yosef names them for the glory of Egypt. The names, Kinoshani Elokim, God has made me forget what took place there in Canaan. Kifrani Elokim, Be'eretz Anyi, and I've grown wonderfully here, fruitfully in the land of my affliction, which is Egypt. The Vilna Gaon says in Parshas Re'eh, says something that's, you know, that's the Vilna Gaon. Okay? He says, he's talking about the nature of bracha. I'm not going to go into the whole the Gaon. But he says, V'yidgu l'rov b'kerev ha'aretz refers to Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? He says, if you count Ephraim and Menashe, both tribes, in the two censuses, the sensei, that were taken in the Midbar, Ephraim and Menashe are not especially big tribes. They're no bigger than any other tribe. And yet in Yoshua, in Perek Yud Zayin, at the end of the 7 years of battle, Ephraim and Menashe come to Yoshua and they say, "We are Am Rav. V'yidgu l'rov b'kerev ha'aretz." We are an Am Rav, and our inheritance is not enough. And Yahushua gives them an advice, right, to conquer more land and so on and so forth. But we see that what happened is that Ephraim and Menashe, as the broch of Yaakov, were not especially a large tribe. They became a large tribe during that year, during those years that they were already in Eretz Canaan. So the Malach, who's the Malach? Now I'd like to just add on to the Gaon, like indications from the. This is Mamash Pshat. Who is the Malach HaGoel Oti, and what does he redeem him from? HaMalach HaGoel Oti, other than somebody who appears in a song that we sing to our children. HaMalach HaGoel Oti. So Rashi says who this specific Malach is. If you look in Rashi on the Pasuk, Rashi says the Malach was that God would send to me at the time of my affliction. And the Pasuk he quotes is Vayomer Elai Malach Elokim Bachalom, Yaakov. The Malach appears to Yaakov in a dream. And he says, Yaakov says, Hineni, right? And but the Malach says, Ki ra'iti et kol asher lavan oselach. I see everything that Lavan is doing to you. Okay? And he says, Anochi hakel beit kel, and that's Rashi. But if you look in the Pasuk, it's in Parshas Vayetze, Ki ra'iti et kol asher Lavan oselach. What is he oselach? Right? We're left to guess or to figure out or to remember from the parsha, but the particular instruction of saving him is Ata Kum tse min ha'aretz hazot, which is not Eretz Canaan, go out, v'shuv el Eretz moladetecha, go back to the land of your birth. In other words, what the Malach is saying is that you will get the bracha, you will avoid the lovans of this world by being in Eretz Canaan. V'shuv, the Malach, the tafkid, the purpose of the Malach is to put Yaakov back in Eretz Canaan, which is exactly what he's saying about the boys of Yosef. And now, Hamalach Hagoel Otimi Kolra. How is that related to Lavan, Mikol Ra? So we say that Lavan is a bad guy. But specifically, you remember the Haggadah? Lavan Bikesh Lakor Et HaKol. And when Lavan comes in Parshas Vayetze, when he is chasing Yaakov, what does he say? He says to Yaakov, Vayovo Elokim el Lavan Arani lechalom alayla vayom elo hishom elecha pen tedaber im Yaakov mitov adra. Right? And so when he meets Yaakov, he says, Yesh le'el yodila soti mochem ra. I could do real ra to you. And I'm the man of Ra, but Elokei Avichem Emeshamari Lai Lemor, He Shamelacham Idaberim Yaakov Mitov Ad Ra. So this is the Malach. The Malach saves Yaakov, redeems him from the world of Ra, which is to be found in Chutz Laaretz, and puts him in the land of Eretz Canaan, which is the land of Rav. Have a good day.